Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 7, 2018. The main thing is to work. Everything is arranged in a miraculous way so that even without any contact with spirituality, I still have the opportunity to come to it just because I allegedly love, unite, come closer and sit with the friends, and supposedly give. If we measured our true distance from each other, one would be thousands of kilometers away from me, another 100,000, the third 1,000,000 kilometers, and the fourth would disappear altogether beyond the horizon. However, we appear to sit together. This is called an imaginary world. Thanks to this, we can begin to approach each other and gradually attract the light that will start changing us. By doing so, we will begin to acquire the mind and the feelings we did not previously have. Every time we will have ups and downs, feel increasingly stupid or ever smarter. The most important thing is to continue to work. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 28th of February 2018, Baal HaSulam, Shemati, Article 37, an article for Purim. Workshop, hear everyone. Question: why is it important that everyone speak during the workshop? Answer: we need to foster our friends, to feel them. Each of them should be able to speak in order to understand himself more, to be able to express himself. Question: and if a person says, I will skip, I cannot speak, I do not want to? Answer: there is nothing you can do. People in our world are different. Some are silent and some are talkative. But in the group, we have to smooth it all out. Remark, during the workshop we listen to each friend and demonstrate this emphatically. That is, we speak in turn, do not interrupt each other, listen carefully. My comment, in the workshop we are interested in the opinion of absolutely everyone. And even if I am not interested in certain opinions, I have to force myself to listen so that my ego does not ignore my friend's messages. And although my ego does not want to listen to anyone, their opinions are the most important, necessary, and effective for me. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 22nd of October 2017. Education in the society of the future. Question: what should the educational environment of the society of the future look like? Answer: it will need to consist only of tens in which people learn how to connect with each other and solve all problems and study all subjects together. Question: the classical structure of the educational system includes students, teachers, and the subject of study. How do these three components fit into the concept of the ten? Answer: the teacher is the organizer who asks the students a specific number of questions and gives them a specific amount of information. The students must then, with the help of this information and their connection, solve the questions. First, they practice connecting with each other. Let's say they need to study some topic in physics. Before they start studying, they connect with each other such that they become as a single unit with one desire and one mind. They can then start studying physics correctly. Naturally, they will experience the subject in a completely new way. Question: in the groups there is usually a differentiation. One is a better writer, another reads, etc. Is differentiation allowed in a 10 for the sake of achieving a common goal? Answer: of course. It is even written in the book of Zohar. One reads, another writes, the third discusses, and the fourth prepares the solutions, excerpts, citations, and so forth. Each person's abilities are gathered into a unified whole. Furthermore, no one is told in advance what to do. There are no set limitations nor any specific roles assigned. On their own, through their connection, the students find their individual places for maximal contribution to the group. Question: do you place importance on knowledge? Answer: the new level of knowledge is not egoistic knowledge, but what is gleaned from the integral spiritual system being revealed. This knowledge is beyond the limits of Einstein's theory. Question: so there are 10 students who know the problem they need to solve. Do they formulate the goal themselves, decide which abilities are needed to reach this goal, and then delegate tasks and move toward that goal also through mutual decision? Answer: they must solve any and all problems only from their unity. They will have a new mind, new sensations, new interconnections, a 10, as one shared structure. Within this structure of connection, call it a matrix or partzuf, they will find the solution to any question, technical, biological, whatever. Other methods for finding solutions do not exist. From Cab TV's The Last Generation, the 17th of August 2017.